And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing right here in San Diego. It's a beautiful morning here. I'm looking at a rainbow here and blue skies, and it's time to come down to Fisherman's Landing because they have a phenomenal day going on today all the way till 3 o'clock. It's Tackle Day with some phenomenal deals, some great seminars, and lots of good stuff. We're going to tell you all about it here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, man, today is the day.
Yeah, Tackle Day. We've been talking all about it. It's finally here. And look at that rainbow, Ricky.
That means a double.
It's going to be one great day here.
I agree.
At Fisherman's Landing.
I like your style.
Going to be a lot of fun and already a great crowd assembled. Now, wait a minute. If the tackle store is already open, the deals are already going out the door, right?
Well, yes. So officially, the event starts at 9. As we say, let's Talk Hookup is what really kicks the event off. So that's what it's all about. But anything inside the tackle store, which is all of the new product, fluorocarbon and jigs and all that, that's all available now. As soon as we open the door, that's on. And then as the day kind of progresses, usually around 9 o'clock, that's when the guys will have the outside booth all set up. And then once that happens, then guys can get in on the outside. Outside booth is a lot of closeouts, specials, you know, a lot of that really crazy stuff. Every bit of new product, all the rods and reels and jigs and all that kind of stuff in the shop, it's already available, already on sale, and there's a bunch of guys taking advantage right now.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. So the sale goes on right now. The door is officially open at 9 o'clock?
Right. The outside officially at 9 o'clock. But right now, you want to come down to Fisherman's Landing and get yourself a new Tranx 500. You can walk in right now and get that deal.
And the vendors are all here.
Yeah.
They're setting up. And, boy, I see Mike Kirsch there with Olakai. He's got some Olakai closeouts, and you've got your booth set up here. We've got Shimano over there, Power Pro. The guys are over there. Matt's over there getting ready with all the guys.
I know CalStar just dropped off a bundle rod. John Todd's getting all set up with CalStar.
All right. Great, and I see all Daiwa and Costa and Mustad and Wind Grips, and what else is here?
Virtually every major saltwater manufacturer is here today. All the big rod people, all the big reel people, Salty Crew, really cool Rollo booth this year. They're doing Pick-A-Box. There's everything that you would want to see from every saltwater manufacturer is here.
Yeah, indeed. And, of course, we heard about the Mustad deals, too. The Gamakatsu deals.
Right.
Buy two, get one free. Is that right?
So across the board, Gamakatsu is buy two, get one free. All hooks, for that matter, but especially Gamakatsu. Buy two, get one free. No limit, no exception, no anything. You know, the free one is equal or lesser value. So that's the across-the-board deal. In addition to that, if you spend $25 in Gamakatsu hooks, you get one of those really nice blue insert-style hook boxes that they have. So that's free. You take your receipt over to the Gamakatsu booth, and you get a free box. And then any amount of money that you spend in Gamakatsu, even if it's $3 and you buy one pack of Nautilus hooks, whatever it may be, you take that receipt over to the Gamakatsu booth, and then once an hour, they're going to be raffling off one of those new G7000 tackle boxes. I know one you said is like your new long-range box.
Yeah. I like it.
So one every hour, they're going to be raffling off
one
of
every hour.
Yeah, just
so
take your
just
proof of purchase for your Gamakatsu hooks, go over there, and once an hour, they'll be raffling those off.
So now, when you get so if you buy two, you get one free, do you get that when you purchase it, or do you have to go to the
Gamakatsu? The freebie you'll get from us.
And you get whatever hook you want.
You got it.
You get to pick what you want.
Exactly. You don't have to settle for a funky size or funky color. If you want 2030, 40, you're going to pay for your 20, pay for your 40, you get your 30s for free.
What about Seaguar Fluorocarbon? Same deal?
Even better deal.
Well,
Seaguar Fluorocarbon is buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free.
So not the buy two, but buy one, get one free. That's from the lightest line up to 60 pound. And
does that include the gold?
That's everything. Seaguar Blue, Seaguar Premier,
gold
Pink, Gold, all of that's buy one, get one free. And then 80 pound and above is buy two, get one free.
Wow.
The larger
spools.
The larger coils. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, you
shop.
Can pick what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't get you buy the 40 to get the 15 or something.
Exactly.
You can't buy
220s that are like $20 and then get a 90 pound for free. You know, it's equal or lesser value.
Okay.
But again, if you buy a 30, a 40, and a 50, you pay for the 30, you pay for the 50, you get the 40 for free.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the best
deal
we
have. You said buy one, get one.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, buy one, get one.
So if you buy a 30 and a 50,
you get the 30 for free.
You could get a 30 and a 40 for free.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. What a deal.
Yeah, buy one, get one free.
Yeah, that's sensational. And, of course, Rollo's got Pick-A-Box. And Tommy, can you go grab Mike Lum, and we'll drag him over here to talk about Pick-A-Box. And we got a great crowd assembled here. Just a fantastic thanks all for coming down. And Tackle Day is going to be fantastic right here. And it's going to go – these deals are going to go till when?
Till 3 o'clock. The event is over by 3. We do all the sales. We have some really good seminars going on today. The seminars will happen at 9:15, at 12, and at 1:30.
Okay.
So
give a rundown of those.
The seminars are going to be great. So kicking us off at 9:15 this morning, we have two different stages. You kind of pick to see what you want, and there'll be two seminars going on throughout the day. Again, starting at 9:15, we'll have Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid, who's hopefully going to stop by and say good morning here on the show.
Great.
So Bill Cavanaugh and the Intrepid will be covering giant bluefin tuna, like the big fish that's happening right now.
Nice.
nice. Heavy flat falls. Bill Cavanaugh will be doing that. At the same time, on the west stage, we'll have our good buddy Steve Carson, the fishing encyclopedia himself, the man, Steve Carson. He's got a really fun seminar. It kind of covers jig fishing on offshore trips. You know, call it day and a half to 10 days. So whether that be flat falls or surface irons or yo-yo fishing, that's a really fun one. At noon, a new seminar speaker to us, Captain Brandon Nelson. He's been on the show when he was formerly with Seakeeper, and now he has a charter service. So Brandon's going to be kind of covering.
He's got that cool boat.
Yeah, he's got a 30.
Parked here too, right?
Yeah, he's got a 36-foot yellowfin that he does, you know, triple outboard center console that he does his charters on. That boat's outside, and kind of open house to show you the charter boat. And he's going to be covering all this fishing from a small boat perspective. So how it's different from a long range boat to whether you charter him or you have your own boat. Brandon's going to be doing a seminar, and those guys have had some pretty major success on the bluefin and big yellows here lately. At the same time, on the west stage, we have the surface iron guru, Danny Wade. Danny's going to be kind of going
west
all
stage
things surface
is kind of right in front of the entrance to the dock of Fisherman's Landing. Is that
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. The one, okay. one stage.
The
is
east stage is over towards Sun Harbor.
Exactly. Yeah. One is one's where you drag all your fish up when you come home from your long range trip. Right. The other is at the far end of our parking lot here. So, Danny Wade. What more do you say about that? Fantastic surface iron fisherman, and going to be a great seminar. Really looking forward to that. And then last but not least, at 1:30 we have Captain Buzz. And Buzz is now on the Tribute. Obviously, we all had so much fun fishing with him on the Prowler over the years, and he's running relief with Captain Mike Pritchard, so he's going to be talking.
Captain Mike Pritchard will be coming in to our remote studio across the world headquarters next Sunday.
Excellent.
1 week from tomorrow. He's literally stepping off the Tribute and coming straight over to the world headquarters to get on the show.
Yep.
So he'll have some fresh information next Sunday.
That's going to be really cool. And then our last one, which is just a little bit questionable, but we're hoping is going to pull it off, is our buddy Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. As we talked about on the show before, a really fun seminar about kind of smoking your fish that you caught, whether it be from a sport boat or fish you caught at home, and smoking it up to make it like that premium product that they have there at Fisherman's Processing. So, yeah, great round of seminars. Going to be a lot of fun.
And the cool thing about Tackle Day is you see a lot of celebrities like Jack Nielsen here.
Major celebrities.
Like major celebrities.
A-listers.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's here.
Accurate.
Bring it on. Yeah, Accurate's going to have a booth here.
Absolutely.
He'll be here, and J-Po.
I saw J-Po setting up already this morning.
All right. And Mike Lum is here.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Let's see, which hat are you wearing today? Captain Rollins. Kids at sea, right?
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. So what is going on in the Captain Rollo's booth?
Well, this is the only time each year we do something we call Pick a Box. This is, I think, our fifth year of doing it here at Tackle Day. And Pick a Box is a lot of fun. You have multiple tackle boxes that you can choose from. You make a $25 donation. You pick one of 10 boxes on display. We open it up. There's a prize list inside. You win whatever's in there. You get to keep the box. Just to give you an idea, the little Plano waterproof box that we're giving away until we run out of them retails for over $25.
Just a box.
Yeah. So you give us $25 donation, you get that box, and then whatever's inside, and then the next.
And likely what's inside. Give us an example. Let's buy a box for $25 right now.
It could be anything from a spool of line to a pair of pliers to a folding pocket knife to a flashlight to, you know, all kinds of stuff that you would use. Even if you already own one, you can always use another one. And then the next step up from that is a $75 tackle box, which is actually a tackle bag this year. The bag itself retails for about $75. So $75, and then in that one there's some really generous prizes. One of the guys just bought one here. We weren't quite ready for him, but he wanted to give us a donation, so we took it. And in there, he won a number of things. He won a $25 Fisherman's Landing gift card.
Right.
He won a Friends of Rollo hat. He won 5 entry tickets into what we call our jackpot raffle. So on display over there at the Rollo booth, there's a table that's got some items on it. And if you win entry into that, you put your ticket into the jar that you want to win.
Oh, cool.
There's a CalStar 775 matched with a Makaira 2-speed. That's one of the items that we're going to give away.
$1,000 outfit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then there's a Tranx over there, which are even hard to find,
but
we're giving one away. And then there's a $200 gift card to Fisherman's Processing. So those are the jackpot prizes. They'll all be given away today, and you do not have to be present to win that.
So, wow. Cool.
So if you want to come over, pick a box, make a donation. I assure you that when you walk away, besides making the donation to help us put more kids on the water, you're going to go, wow, that was, like, unbelievable.
So can you buy tickets just for the jackpot raffle?
You can.
Or do you have to win
them? $10 a piece.
Okay.
They're $10 a piece if you want to just do that. And I think with that CalStar-Makaira combo, I think we'll be having guys buying extras for that. We also have a very limited number of $500 boxes. We do that each year, and I think we've already sold two.
So, two out of five.
Out of five. Yeah, so those won't last long, but they have some really nice prizes in them.
Such as?
There's some rods that are being given away, some very expensive rods or some expensive reels being given away. The box itself is one of the roller bags, so I think the box itself, although I think they're impossible to find right now, is worth
close to a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks just for the box.
Wow.
So there's nothing over there that when you walk away you're going to go, that was...
Yeah.
This is one of those...
But that's great.
And then even so, all of this is taking kids fishing. All this money raised is going to be taking kids fishing.
Absolutely. And the proceeds, that's what we do with all our proceeds, is put more kids on their first ocean fishing trip. But these prizes have been donated to us by the industry. And so you guys get a great deal. The kids get a great deal. And there's really, if there's ever a win-win, this is it.
Wow.
And today we're in a slightly different location because we didn't want to get a bunch of merchandise damaged. And normally we're sitting kind of a little bit more exposed. So now we're working out of our trailer this time. So, but we're only 20 feet away from where we were. So you're not gonna miss
us. Can't miss it.
And if you're interested in a $500 box, as soon as I get done here, I'm gonna run over and finish those, and then the rest of those
you'll
will probably sell.
So and the $25 boxes, the $50 boxes, are they limited? I mean, you're gonna sell out?
Well, we have in the past. Yeah, last year we sold everything we had. There is no $50 box this year. It's a $25, a $75, and a $500.
A $25, a $75, and a $500.
Yeah, okay. And I suspect that if today goes like the past several years, we'll sell out of everything.
All right. Shifting hats.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to ask the question that everybody else is, so that way we can get it just done and you won't get bugged about this. Fred Hall.
Yeah, what's up?
That's your other hat, of course. You and Bart do a tremendous job at the Fred Hall shows. Is there any news on Fred Hall?
Really, no.
Okay.
We are working daily to try to put a plan together that will work. We are confident that we are going to have shows next year. What we are not positive of at the moment are the dates and what the format of the shows are going to be.
Okay.
We're at a crossroads right now, waiting for state, county, and health officials to give us some indication. No one's going to give us a green light. No one's going to say, we'll guarantee this is what's going to happen.
Sure.
All we're looking for is, if conditions stay the same as they are today, here's what we will allow. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah.
And, of course, if things get worse, then things will change. If things get better, maybe they'll relax a little bit more. But we would be looking at primarily outdoor venues at this point, mm-hmm. which we have no problem with. In fact, there are some times when I think that would be a better show if it was outdoors. Mm-hmm. We're looking at the Del Mar Fairground as being potentially the largest show we've ever done because we're not limited to the confines of space.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be the first show of the year. And the dates of it will probably be sometime in April.
Okay.
So I think the chances of doing an indoor show in March in California is close to...
So Fred Hall, Long Beach, in the first weekend of March, as we know it, is not going to happen.
No, I don't see how.
Yeah.
And I guess if in the next couple weeks somebody said yes, then, of course, we would love to do that.
Sure.
But chances are that won't happen. So we're looking ahead, and we're starting to talk now more seriously about dates. And I would think in the next 2 weeks we'll be able to publicize potential dates and what the event is going to be. I will tell you one thing. The few smaller events that I've attended recently, outdoor events, were so incredibly well attended. People were just chomping at the bit.
Look at this place.
To get back to normal. And so I, if we can get this done, we will get it done. They will be exciting and they will be different, but they'll be exciting. And if nothing else, it will provide a stepping stone to when we get back to normal And, I mean, that's what I long for.
Oh, yeah. Totally. No kidding. Well, Mike Lum, of course, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, friends of Rollo. Great job over there, you and Tim Baker. And, of course, Wayne from CCA is helping out, and you've got some great helpers over there.
Yeah, I always am amazed at Wayne. He does such a great job for CCA. Yeah. He busts his butt and works constantly. And I didn't even bother to call to ask him if he would help us here. And he called me. He goes, am I coming down to help you? And I said, well, I didn't want to. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't miss it. So he's over there. He loves
it. That's cool.
He really helps us a lot. We appreciate him with both of his hats. And, you know, he does a wonderful job for CCA Cal. I just wish we could rally the troops and get every single person that fishes to join CCA of California. It's a very modest amount of money. It's $35 a year. And I think it's an embarrassment if you're not part of it to take advantage of all the work they do on our behalf. So.
All right. Well, great. Mike Lum,
awesome,
Cap Rollos, I know
Mike.
You're anxious to get back on the booth. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk
$500 boxes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go get it. All right, Mike.
Thanks
for taking the time. Appreciate that very much. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. That's just a start.
Yeah, there's
so much. We've got a lot of great people to draw from this great event here, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
That's it, man. We're going to be having a great time. We're going to be talking Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day all day. We're going to be answering your questions. And my favorite part about this show is exactly like what just happened, is all of our friends that are here setting up, we grab them and pull them on. So the guests are going to vary all day today, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And we're going to have a lot of fun talking to you. If you want to give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. That's the number. Again, 833-288-0973. In addition to giving us a call, you can always now send us a text. That great new text the show option has been a lot of fun, and it's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a very easy app. It's a free download on either your Android or your iPhone. It's in the Google Play Store or in the App Store on your iPhone. Totally free. Just fire up the Let's Talk Hookup app, see the text the show button, and it'll send your text message right to us. In addition to that, and the most fun, step up to the microphone today. See Gary White. See Tommy P. Let them know that you'd like to ask a question, and we'll get all your questions in there. And everybody that steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is the local kind, which is a great pair.
Got them on right here.
That's it. These ones that we're giving away today are the soft black frame with that sea blue and gray fade. It's a really nice frame. The lens is the brand new and most popular blue Hawaii lens, a great lens, and of course that super thin Maui Jim glass. So again, free pair of Maui Jims to one lucky person who steps up to the microphone. They're going to be a great show. So much info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live here at Tackle Days. Might I add a non-raining, not right now, not even
I see blue
windy
skies.
Tackle Day. Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to apologize to everybody this morning. We did promise horrific wind and rain.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's expecting that, and I'm really sorry that it's sunny and beautiful, but maybe later today we'll get some rain.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping.
I think we'll still be able to come
down to Tackle Day, right, Doug Kern?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Number 17, if you can
number
imagine
17,
that.
Number 17, is that right? All right.
So years.
What's different today? What should people look for today?
Honestly, everything in the store, for the most part, is on sale. I think most people know the drill by now. We've got all reels 10% off, all rods 20% off, flanks 20% off, hooks and jigs, buy two, get one free. The outside booth has all, like, the overstocked, leftover kind of crazy deals. I will tell you, this year, manufacturers went through their inventory faster than they've ever gone through it before. It was a crazy year for many reasons. So we don't have maybe quite the barrels full of rods that we've had in the past, but we've got plenty of stuff out there. And
there's still barrels full of rods. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's several barrels full, because I carried them out this morning at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. And so much other. Everything is on sale.
Pretty much everything. We didn't put torpedo sinkers on sale.
Oh, come on.
If you ask really nice, I'll bet the guys will give you some kind of a Tackle Day special.
Trust me, I already heard it going down. Like, I was carrying a box out this morning, and Dallas and Vince, who were both in there, like, somebody came up with a Fisherman's Landing hat, and there's this thing on sale, and I just heard one of them look at the other, I don't know, man, give them 25% off. You know?
This is the one day we just have fun.
Let's
with
make
it.
A deal.
It's, you know, we want everybody to come down and have a good time. If you want to add some stuff to your collection, I literally just walked into the store. The jigs are buy two, get one free. I saw probably 100 irons on the counter, and like three guys just like frothing with excitement. So I mean, the game is on, and we're just getting underway.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay, going on till 3 o'clock today.
Well, and that's a little misnomer. The outside vendors and the outside Fisherman's Landing tackle booth will be up until 3 o'clock.
Okay.
But inside the store, we're open until 6 o'clock.
Okay. With all the deals,
we will close the doors promptly at 6, because it takes us quite a few hours to break this down and so forth. So be in line at, you know, 5:30 if you're coming down in the afternoon. But if, you know, you're working or you're doing family stuff, I mean, it's a beautiful day to play soccer or softball. So if you're coming down after the family activities, we'll be open, you know, till 6,
okay.
But then the door is locked.
And this is one day only.
Yeah, this is it. Our one day of the year that we get a little frisky.
So if you come into the store tomorrow and you want the deals, nope.
Yep.
You missed it.
Nope.
I can't tell you the number of, like, really good buds and friends that like, man, I can't. I'm on a trip. I'm on this. You know, is there any way you can score me a deal early? And
nope.
Today's the day. Only time that we kind of let loose.
Look, even
today.
Bart and Jenny Hall can to get some deals. Yeah, good morning, Bart and Jenny.
Bart's a collector of tackle, let me assure you.
Yeah, he's
Bart always walks out with a little bag full, let's face it.
Well, great to have you, Doug, indeed. And there's a lot of people very patiently want to stay. Harry is right there next to the mic. You step up, Mike, to that mic there. And we're going to have a great variety of people here. Harry, what's up?
Well, I am heading out on Monday down to La Bocano, and I talked to you ever so briefly, but I'd like to learn a little bit more about what to fish down there and how to fish it.
Wow.
Well, I got a couple things for you. One, we'll give you the rundown. Two, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, once we get a ball and rolling, that's the guy who you really need to talk to.
And he'll be here, right, across from where we are right now.
Yep. So Corey will be the best wealth of info, and he has fished La Bocana a lot from trips. So that's whose brain I would really pick. But the cool thing about that is you kind of have all things from actual calico bass fishing to grouper fishing in the same style that you would fish calicos with, leadhead and swim baits in the estuary. There's all kinds of small to medium-sized grouper in that big bay down there that's a lot of fun. So, you know, your Tranks 400 and 65-pound Spectra and a leadhead and swim bait or a hard jerk bait like a Colt Sniper jerk or Colt Sniper stick bait. In addition to that, you've got the more traditional offshore Baja type fishing, yellowtail on yo-yo jigs and surface jigs and slow-trolled mackerel. And then in addition, further still, you have the potential of having Dorado and tuna and potentially even Wahoo offshore.
Now, I'm pretty sure that's the famous place that Del Marsh used to talk about called Variety.
I think, yeah.
Variety Kelp, yeah. And it's really cool that Rosie and her group there at Sagehill Sport Fishing put these trips together. I actually have a friend, Steve, down there right now.
All right.
Oh,
and
awesome.
First thing, he texted me from down there, so your phone's going to work. Yeah. He said, food's amazing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
we know the food's good. Yeah,
that's a good start. Food's good, the beer's cold.
Yeah.
Everything after that's just a bonus.
And I know Rosie still had some spots available, so.
She does. We're leaving, like I said, on Monday, and she and I talked yesterday. I think she has three or four spots right
okay.
now.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, have a great time,
Harry. Yeah, good luck,
Thank
Gary.
Thanks. You better load up here at Tackle Day.
I already did. I was here at 6.
All right, good. Thanks for coming.
MC Swim Baits, buy two, get one free.
Question. I know you're not going to honor the sale at another time, but if I bring my receipt in of all the money I spent this morning on Monday, or no, I won't be here Monday, but...
No is the answer.
No.
It's a one.
I was going to let him finish the question, but the answer is no.
The answer's no, Harry.
I wanted to match it.
Thanks, Harry. Appreciate that.
Hey, have a great trip.
I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Danny texted the show on our app, Let's Talk Hookup app, which you can download for free in the App Store or Google Play Store, of course, if you don't already have it. And he says, I wanted to pull on some rods today. Will United Composites be there?
United Composites will definitely be here. There's a limited number of rods, again, due to the extreme demand, but so they said they won't have everything, but they will have a bunch of stuff down here, and then all of us in the shop are familiar, and they're even more familiar with the actions, the pound test, the type of reels that would match up with any given UC rod. So, yeah, that'd be a good resource.
Okay, very good. So, I mean, pretty much everybody who's anybody is going to be here at Tackle Day.
Yes. I mean, it's a very concentrated saltwater, San Diego, Southern California, Baja, long-range type group of, I mean, it's all the who's who. I mean, it's a really good collection of great guys.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Don came down from Woodland Hills.
Hey,
Don.
Nice to see you, Don. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. And he's got his Let's Talk Hookup hat on, too.
Yeah, Don.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, Doug, it was interesting. I was listening to you on the last weekend show while I was driving down the 2 hours down here. So
nice.
A little bit of deja vu.
Well, it's so great to put all the faces directly in front of us with, you know, everybody we talk to all the time. So thanks for coming down.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your twin here today if you show up.
Hey, I know.
Two questions for you. Number one, you talked about an assist hook swap out on a flat fall style jig.
Yep.
And the other question is for a sinker rig for these big bluefin. Circle hook, obviously.
Yes.
But ringed or not ringed?
You know, people go back and forth with that. I would say we sell more ringed hooks than unringed because people... want to put everything in their favor that they possibly can. With a sinker rig, you know, it's not as critical. You're down where the fish are a little more aggressive. You know, if it's that real light line surface, got to get a bait to swim perfect, and maybe you're trying to use a little heavier line, that circle hook, the ringed circle hook gives you a little bit more action on your bait, perhaps, but it's... They both get bit, so it comes down to personal preference. Two-thirds of the hooks we sell are probably with the ring. And then
two-thirds? Wow, really? That much?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, you know, the sinker could be anywhere from 2 ounces to 12 ounces, rubber banded on the line. There's a lot of different methods out there, but it's basically super simple. You just want to get your bait down, and then if the weight happens to fall off, all the better. And then, yeah, the assist hooks on those flat fall jigs, we've narrowed it down pretty narrow focus to just that Mustad Assist 2 with the braided line and size 6.0. But 4.0, 5.0, 6.0, 7.0 is the range they come in. So if you're doing a little smaller jig, you could go down to a 5.0, but we've just adopted carrying.
Why not the 7.0? Why not go big?
Because it's there. Oh, there's an assist hook right there. Those guys just bought about a million packs of those things. The 7.0 would work fine, but the availability over the period of time has been the 6.0, and we just got 800 in 3 days ago.
And it's, wow. it's just the right size for the jig.
It is. It doesn't overwhelm the weight of the jig. Let's face it, you could put a 20-aught inside of a bluefin tuna's mouth, and it would stick, but
sure. You
still got the jig that needs to have some action on the way down.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The 6.0 is the call.
All right.
Well,
very good.
Those pre-made leaders you have, too, are the bomb. That's just really the way to go.
They've caught hundreds of cows by now.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
We did that more so just to kind of as a hookup for all of our customers, because 200-pound fluorocarbon, a spool, is just really expensive. You know, that heavy of leader material is just a very expensive spool, especially when you only need this much. So we kind of did that just to hook up all our guys, and then it turned into, you know, kind of the most popular thing. Everybody, when they come down for the trip, just grabs one of those.
We felt guilty selling a $124 spool of line for a guy to make, you know, 3 liters and maybe hook up the boat, you know, with a few more liters. Yeah, that was a rough one for a little while.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks, Don.
Enjoy the day here at Tackle Day. And, hey, let's go find out what's biting down in the Baja.
You got it, man. It's time for that Cast Tours Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, they have a special promotion going on at Tackle Day, which today includes a $50 smoke pack, their $25 lunch bag special. You could get 3 rubs for $20. You can get 10 rubs for $60. And they got even more great deals today. It's going to be going on at their Liberty Station location. You can also order that online at fishermansprocessing.com. And the Liberty
their
Station
Fred
location.
Hall show specials going on like they did. Like practically just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's a pretty good deal, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great deal. And again, Liberty Station location just right around the corner from here. So a great stop when you're done with your Tackle Day purchases. With that said, let's find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tour, standing by. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, I know, Pete, you guys are talking about sunshine, clear skies. Well, here in Orange County, man, we had a big rain dump. I mean, it was pouring big time.
Well, keep it up there, okay?
Well, hey, I'll try my best. I want you guys to continue to have a beautiful day down there.
But, all right, cool.
All right, let's get down to Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo. My daughter, Becky, just got back after celebrating her 30th anniversary down there. She kind of gave me a rundown on the protocol there as far as what they're doing for the COVID. So everywhere you go, the restaurants there, so they have a person standing there that takes your temperature, gives you hand sanitizer. So they're really, really being cautious about the COVID down there. And, of course, anytime you're going inside, you got to have a mask on. And but outside, people are walking without them, and they're keeping the social distancing. So and that's basically going on just about most of the resorts in Mexico. Had a good friend, my buddy Joe, just got back from Ixtapas de Huantenejo, spent a week down there. So basically kind of the same thing with the protocol there on the COVID. And fishing there, he was talking about, was a little slow, even though they did raise a couple sails. caught a few roosters, caught some nice, a couple of nice big bull Dorado. And, of course, they're just starting their season there right now. So that's going to get better as we get into late November, December, January, February, March, and April. Of course, their peak months are going to be January through April down there. And it's a great place to go during the winter and get in some nice warm sunshine down there. Now, as far as Cabo San Lucas goes, I got a report on that Western Outdoor News tuna tournament yesterday that the first day fished was around 202 pounds. So I don't know I'd say the day before yesterday, the first day of fishing, Thursday. So I don't know what transpired yesterday and what the actual winner of the tournament was. But
I know they had a lot of money in the tournament,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think they, from what I understand, that fish was taken close to 50, 60 miles out. They found some porpoise, and they were able to get that fish under the school.
Nice.
But as far as the fishing shorter, lots and lots of Dorado. All the way from Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo, up to the East Cape, up to La Paz. The big fish are going about 25, 30, but there's a lot of little guys. So make sure you release those things. They grow so fast, you know, in 6 months they'll be a nice-sized fish that you can actually catch and take home and eat. So when you guys are down there, please release those little guys. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to grow up. As far as the tuna goes, the banks there inside the Sea of Cortez, the Ayman, the San Luis, the Vinorama, are all holding tuna. Cut squid, sardinas are catching them, and they're getting some nice fish up to 80, 90 pounds in that area. And like I said, it's just some good fishing going on down there right now. And of course, the Wahoo have been sporadic. One day they're in, one day they're out. I'll be leaving next Friday for our annual Wahoo Rumble down there, and so hopefully I'll be able to give you guys a fresh report next weekend as to what's
great
going
cast
on.
Great, Castman. Well, if somebody wants to come and join you at Cast Tours, how do we do that?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I hope I can talk to you guys next Saturday.
All right,
thanks,
good
Cass.
Luck, Cass. Thanks a lot for the report. Appreciate that very much. And Cheer is next up here. We'll have to step up to the mic here at the Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
It's a bag full of floro, Cheer.
Yeah, it's a lot of
thank you for the deals, Doug and Rick. This is fantastic.
Thank you for taking advantage
right
of the deals.
It's the best.
My grandson needs a new bat.
Okay. First of all, I want to say to Pete, thank you so much for going diving again on the Let's Talk Hookup 6-day trip weekend.
Yeah.
Dude.
It was a great trip, huh?
You think?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody.
Now, in my defense.
Okay. What?
We've had great trips when I go on that trip.
That's true.
I think we've had phenomenal trips.
I agree.
The year before, we had phenomenal trips. So you can't blame me. It was just.
Blame?
Maybe.
I'm thanking
it was,
you.
It was just the lucky charm. Ron Lane was with you.
Oh, and I was going to say, that's what I want to talk about is Ron. I wish Ricky would have been there.
Yeah.
But meeting Ron Lane, what a blessing that guy is.
Yeah.
Just being with him is just, that was a huge part of the trip.
That was quite a trip.
That's cool.
It was a great trip. But, you know, we had big fish, right?
Lots of them.
And this guy over here, Eddie, got one
Eddie
of them
got
on a
second platform. Place jackpot.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
But what hasn't been talked about is Renee decided, well, you know, we've done our big fish thing. He ran, I don't know how far it was, 200 miles south to go find yellowtail. And it was the best yellowtail fishing I've ever experienced.
That's so cool.
That's so great.
It was unbelievable. Surface iron and RC Inside hooked me up with a JRI Mint before the trip. And 15 yellowtail
on one iron?
3 hours.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was unbelievable. Anyway,
great.
It was super fun. And once again, thank you. And, everybody
and you're loading up.
I've loaded up.
You're good, Cheer. Well,
thanks,
glad
Cheer.
You had such a great trip. And now Ricky says he's going on the trip next year. He doesn't want to.
There's no way I'm going to
Right,
no horses between now and that trip.
And if you want to go, call Jen in the office there at the Shogun office. I know there might be some spots available on that trip because it always sells out.
The people on that trip, the guys
and
the gal on that trip, it was so wonderful.
Yeah.
That was
fantastic. So anybody who's interested, it's really
a good
trip.
They moved the dates up a little earlier. It's going to leave on October 10th this year.
Right.
So
right.
Or next year, 2021.
Anyway,
so.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Cheer.
Chair, appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more fun guests, a lot of Tackle Day talk. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live at Tackle Days at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, again, we're live here at Tackle Days, having so much fun.
Yeah.
All kinds of fishing going on. Luke Mountpainter's walking stuff. Through, about to buy a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we're
having a great time.
Yeah,
man.
So we just heard Kevin Kelly, or actually Rock Cod Rick talking about Kevin Kelly and West Coast Marine. Kevin's going to be here with Parker Boats.
Kevin will be here at the top of our main pier that leads down to all the boats.
At Fisherman's Landing, right?
He will be talking everything Parker.
So he's got a little booth set up right there?
Yep.
Okay.
And when we were kind of rearranging some boats, and you know, I put my boat in there, and then you know, Nick Boone, and there's you know, a 28 footer over there, Brandon Hayward, and I started thinking and looking around San Diego, the whole you know, Parker charter boat fleet and the Parker private boat fleet. That guy has done the most amazing job.
Amazing.
I've had my boat service there and forever,
yeah,
and I mean,
me too.
He's just such a great guy with such an amazing operation. And when they finally put the store down here in San Diego, it was just like it just elevated our game so much.
Yeah.
So I can't say enough about Kevin, his contribution to sport fishing in San Diego, and just salt of the earth guy. I mean, everybody knows.
Yeah, for sure. And just go by, and he gives you a good, straight, honest deal. Now, here's the cool thing. At Fisherman's Landing, you can see a 23 Parker center console.
Well, right? Smaller than that still.
And you can see an 18 Parker,
yep.
Right?
Which is my boat,
yep.
Which I love that boat. I bought it last year from Kevin.
Oh, my gosh.
I love your boat, too.
That's a big 18.
Yeah, and it's a great 18. And you can see a 25.
Nick Boone's boat. The most dialed in 25
you can
pilot
see
house.
The one of the very few 34s.
Uh-huh.
Right
34.
Here, seasons.
Yep.
And you can see a 28
from Brandon.
Which is
yes.
Brandon's new boat.
Yeah, there's an 18, yeah. A 23, a 25, a 28, and a 34
right here,
all tied up out in the back right now.
And we only had to import one because they all just live here.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick's lives across the street.
Right.
He brought it in.
So go by and see Kevin, and he'll give you a great deal on what he has. I mean, see what he has in inventory.
Yeah,
and,
but you know, you
get in line.
Book your spot. I mean, the yep. season, you know, you've got time till next season.
Yep, absolutely. No doubt about it. And look who we have here.
Yep.
The one and only walking encyclopedia, as he was coined by our friend Ronnie Kovac, Steve Carson.
Well, we do miss Ronnie, but, you know, fishing goes on. 2020, what more can you say about that year?
Yeah,
well, I'm over it.
Crazy it's been a year. The craziest year ever, and I hate to say it, with 300-pounders just out there,
yeah.
All the boats tied up.
Yep.
I know. Well, they were all sold out last night.
In our office spent the last 2 days calling everybody. I mean, we had 7 boats full, and they had to call every person to tell them, you know, unfortunately, you're going to have to push it back a week because the weather got us.
Yeah. It's a little breezy out there.
But it's truly miraculous. And last night I was kind of trading notes with one of my co-speakers later today. Well, we're not going to be together, but Captain Buzz Brizendine.
Yes.
And, you know, all boiled down to, remember that year? He didn't remember, but I remember the time I went on. He was running when he was the captain of the Qualifier 105.
Yep.
And there was such a thing as open party.
Yeah.
105 anglers.
105 people.
Oh, my.
That's wild.
Yeah, that makes 60 a limited load.
Yeah. 60. So, you know, how much things have changed, and then we think of the Big Eye years.
Oh, my gosh.
And really, the Big Eye, we remember them basically kicking our butts, and we were much younger.
Yes.
They weren't as big as the Bluefin are now.
No.
And if we had only had the tackle that's available, the super braid lines, the 2-speed reels, you know, the high rebound rods, you know, the high-tech guides, the hooks, everything, not to mention a little small thing, how many times, and again, as a kid growing up in Redondo, how many times we saw bluefin tuna boiling and jumping and all over the place, never hooked one.
We never even tried it.
Fluorocarbon.
Yep.
Fluorocarbon. Just it's like switching the light.
So I've got one for you, Steve. What was the slang term we used to call a Big Eye boil when they were over 100 pounds?
Well, they were gorillas.
They were gorillas. They were Volkswagens.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's I still say that. I'm thinking of an old term. I'm like, I say that now.
So let me ask you this, Steve. Is this big blow going to blow 35, 40 knots out there on the bank? Like, big blow. Are those fish still going to be there?
Well, if you take the last 55 years I've been fishing down here, it's over.
Okay.
If you take the last 5 years, you know, modern times, I don't think they're going to care at all. They might go a little deeper.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You might have to fish a sinkered bait instead of a fly line bait. You might have to use a 320-gram jig instead of a 250. So what?
Yeah, they're there. So and I think that local yellowfin and Dorado thing, probably over. We don't know.
Pete saw a marlin day before yesterday.
Yeah, saw a marlin on Wednesday
in
November.
68.5 degrees, but this is the first big blow. So that stuff's going to get ready to get out of here.
Small, but there's no reason. I mean, if the bait's there, that bluefin's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I bet we fish this fish into December.
Yeah.
Yep, I really do.
How about January?
That's fine with me,
we'll
too.
We'll do that, too.
Well, just this week.
Fine.
Now, the boats only fish Monday through Friday, and actually one of the captains, I forget which one, on his log last night, said, well, we're going to be tied up to the dock for the next 2 weeks, but today we caught, or for the next 2 days, today we caught, and he listed what he caught and said, which... in years past would have gotten us on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Oh, absolutely.
And there were, just Monday through Friday, which is what they got to fish this week, there were more 300-pounders caught in California waters than in the entire history of the state of California prior to 2016.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's so crazy.
That is amazing. And again, some of it is, obviously, the fish are here. They have to be here. But we can also land them.
Yeah, well, that's the big thing.
And I talked to Buzz again about in years past where you go out the bay, you go one way, and there's 100-pound big eyes, and you go the 50 miles, and you go the other way, and there's 20-pound albacore 50 miles out. They went for the 20-pound albacore every time.
Yes.
Because the public did not have the gear.
No. And you remember in the early long-range days, a 300-pounder was almost non-existent. They existed, but they weren't landed. And when they finally cracked that 300 mark, I mean, it was 9-0s and 10-0s and 80-pound maxima. And
Was that H.J. Tolson with the 308?
That's the one.
That was the first
300-pounder. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that was the first one.
So, Steve, you're doing a seminar here on the West Stage, which is the West.
Which one's
best.
The West Stage, by
it's
the way?
Best.
I don't know which one it is.
It's the one right over in front of the landing walkway.
That one.
And 9:30 this morning, what are you going to talk about?
Well, it's probably my favorite topic, which is jig fishing on 3 to 10 day trips. But with our unprecedented action we've had the last couple of years, pretty much most of what I cover is going to start with day and a half trips.
Okay.
Yeah. The new long range.
The new short long range. Because it, you know, now you go out on a day and a half trip, and I see as not only as much, but the same heavy tackle as I used to see on 10-day trips.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with Doug and Rick and their wonderful staff, and you know, making sure that they're very gently steering people the right way. And I got to tell you, and I hope a lot of them end up here. I get emails and PMs and DMs and phone calls and you know, I don't know what all else, messages on Facebook. What do I need to catch a big tuna? And, you know, what you had 3 years ago isn't even right anymore.
Nope.
And if you haven't been out in 5 or 6 or 7 years, you know, you definitely don't have it. However, I was out last week on a day where we actually caught some nice big fish for an hour in the morning and an hour in the evening. And the whole middle of the day, if you didn't have your light tackle.
That's the thing. People are so focused on this big fish, they forget to bring that 20 and 25 pound and a 2 and a one and a one-aught hook and, you know, fluorocarbon and picking the right bait and doing all that stuff to catch your school-sized fish.
And I still love 20 to 40-pound bluefin tuna.
Yes.
I will never be tired of catching those.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Those were
But you're going to cover jig fishing, whether it's bluefin, yellowtail, yellowfin, whatever.
You're not surprised to know I always run out of time.
Yes.
Never put Steve at the end of the day.
No.
Always
no.
At the beginning.
No. You
will run long.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to probably hit on in my allocated time, the most important thing that you know, sort of the novice-level angler needs to know, which is just how to yo-yo fish.
Right.
It used to be a big mystery. Now it's not. Everybody needs to know that. I'm going to hit on the big tuna. In fact, I'm going to start with that because I anticipate a lot of questions, and that's the one that's going to run long. And my personal favorite one still today, which is going to be wahoo fishing with jigs.
All right.
I might even mention bait when we're talking wahoo
Okay, fishing. All right. Fantastic. So that's 9:30 on the West Stage.
9:15.
Or 9:15. Okay.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. I'm late to my own event.
9:15 to 10:15.
Yes, I noticed he's
9:15 to 10:15. Oh, okay.
Not 10:30.
Yeah. All right. And a wealth of knowledge, Steve Carson. Thank you very much.
It'll be a blast.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and a whole bunch of great stand-up to the mic questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars
$1,000 on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at FastLaneKayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by. So grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.